in subsection 4 in chapter Kufay and Zayin, the other Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. So what happens in a case where the person is sitting down to eat the fruit, that's going to be his meal? Because before we were talking about a situation where he set up a regular meal, he's going to eat it with something else, the bread. And they bring him fruits, they bring him desserts. But what happens? They bring the fruits, that's going to be part. In a lot of places I know, they bring fruit soup. They use fresh fruits to make, in Israel especially, I used to see that, they used to make a fruit soup. The soup has become, that's like a soup. They serve a fruit soup as the soup, part of the meal. He set himself up to eat that, the fruit soup. So he says like this, this that we said before, that you have to eat with bread, and there's a question, but that's if you were going to eat something else in the meal. They brought you the fruit. So then you either have to eat the bread with it, you have to have the beginning, the end, all the details. If you set what you're going to eat with this meal is going to be the fruit. I think it's a good example of saying a fruit soup. So then these fruits become like items that come because of the meal. It's no different than the fish in the meal, no different than the meat in the meal, no different than the other. Yeah, because they are exempt with the blessing of a moitzi. You know, the chiddush here is, the novelty here is, even though we're talking about fruit over here, even if you should not use them with bread, when you started out, like previously you said, that you have to, if you eat it with bread, and then later on you don't have to eat the bread. But in this case, that becomes like any other item, like the fish, and you don't need to eat it with bread. Just eat your bread, and the soup that will come, the fruits that will come later on, part of your meal, just eat them. And we don't have to make a bracha. That would be one opinion. You don't have to eat with them with bread in the beginning. But there is those that disagree. Some people say that you still would have to make a bracha. So what do we do? Some people would say, so this is one opinion that says, if the fruits come as part of the meal, and that would include, you know, an apple kugel and anything else. But the apple kugel, anyways, is not considered like a fruit. It's considered because it's a kugel already, so you would not make a bracha on it. And presumably that the kugel has flour in it, has other, it's a mazonos probably. Anyways, it's not even a fruit. But we're talking about mamash fruit, but you're eating the fruit as your meal, that's the coming of the meal, then you're, but there's a machloikis, there's two opinions. So what do we do? So So the best is, eat a little bit with bread. So when you're starting to eat it, don't eat it by itself, eat it with bread. So once you eat it with bread already, so then, even if later on you'll eat it just by itself without the bread, you no longer have to make a bracha on them. And even if you don't have in mind to eat further with bread. In the earlier halacha, when it wasn't, you weren't kaveya suda on the fruit previously, if you ate a little bit with the fruit and you have in mind to continue to eat, then you don't have to eat it all with bread, we said. But you had to have in mind that you're going to eat later on with bread again. And then and even if you change your mind, you're still okay. But at least the beginning and the end has to be with bread, then what you eat in the middle. But in this case, where the fruit was brought as the mainstay, as part of the meal, it's brought as part of the meal. So now this is the meal. And there's some disagree and say you still make a bracha, but it's sufficient to start it off with some bread, and then you don't have to make a bracha anymore. I feel that lech lo yidim pas, kima shikir kviz sudosu hoya aleyim, lafaz mehmes hapas. Since the main setting of this meal was on them, they were going to go together with the pas, to go together with the bread, their meal. So bottom line is, this fruit soup, we call it a fruit soup, or for that matter, any other kinds of fruits that are the meal, take the first bite with bread, and then you're okay. There's a person, somebody who eats, he eats dates in between, or other things. He eats it in between each food that draws the desires to eat. So then they wanted to eat, so they used to eat these dates in the middle. So that was sort of specifically meant, not as a dessert, it was meant as a drawing for food. Kimo shitzorich suda, since that is for the purpose of the meal, it's tabi meal, niftorim bebrichas hapas b'chol inyan, that is going to be exempt with the blessing on the bread in all my ways, whether you eat with bread, you don't eat with bread, you start with the bread, you don't eat the bread, because the entire purpose of those tamarim, of those dates, are to draw the your desire. That'll be kimoi parpirois shenizbar b'simakuf ayin vav. So over there, these parpirois were also kinds of foods, that delicacies that people ate to draw, so they want, they should eat well. So therefore, it's considered to be something which you don't have to make a bracha upon. And we did not have to bring down it. Alter Rebbe doesn't have kufayim vov, as we said earlier, but over there he says the parperos is small flakes of bread that you paste together with soup or honey. I guess it's a kind that's called the parperos, but it's not a dessert. It's meant to draw. Okay, Sif Hei, subsection 5. So now the question becomes, so we know that the fruits are not exempt with the bracha, but foods are exempt with bracha, which means generally speaking, unless there's an exception, but delicacies, fruits, desserts are not included.
Unless
you
eat it with bread.
Unless you eat it with bread. Okay. But now we're not eating with bread. We're just talking about the general concept over here now. Foods that are part of the meal, those are included, exempt with the blessing. Foods that are like fruits that you eat all day, they're not specifically for the meal, and you bring them during the meal, are not exempt. Now, he's just going to add to you, to give you the rule, and saying, when we say that the fruits are not exempt, it wouldn't help that the fruits are right in front of you. So you can see the fruits here. I'm making the bracha on the bread. I'm having in mind that that doesn't help. It's not the right bracha for that. And when we say that food items, which is part of the meal, is exempt with the bread, that's even if it's not on the table. They brought it to you later on. Even though they brought it later on, and you made the motzi already, you didn't have it on the table, that would still be included. Because the expectation by a meal, a general meal, we'll see it with this exception, the expectation by a general meal is that people will bring more food to the table, whatever comes to your mind isn't everything. Even in cases, just so you know, even in cases where it's the same bracha, like you're making the same bracha, and we said about it. Let's say you drank a cup of water, and you made a bracha shakel, that's all the cup you're going to drink. And then somebody comes, turns the cup over, spills the cup, or you drop it, or you make a burpee, a guffin on your wine, and it falls out of your hand, and you're going to take another cup, you got to make a new bracha, because that bracha, you didn't have in mind to go ahead and drink another cup. You made it on that. Now it's a whole new cup. So in this case, but by a meal, even when you didn't have the other food in front of you when you started your meal, we still say, well, I'm sitting down to a meal. Whatever that's going to come to the meal, we're going to make the bracha. That's what's exempt. So let's see here. V'chol mokoim she'ein ha-peiris niftarim b'birchas ha-pas. In any place where the fruits are not exempt with the blessing of the bread, which is when they're not lelafis, when they're not, they don't come as the main stay of the meal, or you're not eating them with bread. So wherever they are not exempt. Tzorich levorech aleim. You need to make on them afilu hoy lefonof b'sho sheberech hamotzi v'niskavon lepoitrim. Even they were in front of you when you're making the motzi, and I'm saying, I have in mind, I want to make the bracha on that. You didn't fulfill, it's the wrong bracha for that. So you made it for the motzi. You had in mind, I wanted to apply to the fruits also. No, it doesn't help. It's not going to apply. On the other hand, v'chol mokim shein niftorim, and in any case where the fruits would be exempt, like we said, if they came in the lafis, or he's going to eat them, niftorim afilu loy hoyo lefonov b'sho sheberech hamotzi. Even if they weren't there when you made the motzi, so the fruits were not even there, loy hoydaita lef. So you didn't have in mind, but they still meet the other criteria that we said before, that you're going to eat them either with the bread, or you're still not going to have to make a bracha on them, even though you did not know that there's going to be fruit brought to the table. Even though, and we're saying you don't have to make a bracha, but I didn't have in mind when I said the motzi, I didn't have in mind the fruit, I didn't even know they're going to bring me the fruit. But if the halacha is that you don't have to make a bracha on the fruit, then it doesn't matter, even though the hamotzi didn't go.
If we have bread with the fruit.
Either we have bread with the fruit. If we started off eating with the bread, and then we can continue eating it. But yeah, so that's right. That's the general way that you will not have to make a bracha on the fruit.
Yes.
Now, he says, V'afal pi shebichol moko im eina ikir poiter es hatofel bibirchosei im ein hatofel lefonov vein daite olov. All places, the main will not exempt the secondary with his blessing if the secondary is not in front of him and you don't have in mind. So normally when you're making a bracha on something which is considered the main and you're exempting something which is secondary to it with its bracha, but that secondary item wasn't in front of you when you made the bracha, it will not exempt it.
Yeah.
But in the komakom, that would be the suda by the meal, ki von shekoveya atzmi la'achila, since he's setting himself up to eat. So then we say, haredaite minastam al kol mashi yivir lefonov. So we assume that his intention, his mind is whatever they bring in front of me, even without having specifically think, we say the assumption is that you would still fulfill your obligation, that whatever comes to the meal. So when you're sitting down to the meal, you don't know there are going to be fruits or not going to be fruits. If they bring it to you, that's considered expectation. Even though you didn't have it in mind explicitly, we assume that this was in your mind. Whatever is brought, that's included in what's brought. Now, not sure what the Rebbe means here. The Rebbe means, if the secondary, when you're making on the main and not on the secondary, I would think, I'm not sure, I have to look up this halacha, what he means by the main and the secondary, that it has to be in front of you. I thought the example I gave you before, if you had a cup of wine and the wine gets turned over and you had a mind to drink the wine and no more, then you wouldn't. So even if the item wasn't in front of you and you made a bracha, but it wasn't in front of you, then you would have to make another bracha. That's what I thought. So I'm not sure, but here he's talking about, there's the main. He says the main cannot exempt the secondary. I wonder which halacha he's talking about. I got to look that up. I'll leave that for later. But that's an example. Let's say a good example would be cereal milk, let's always say. Okay? So if, let's say, the milk is exempt, you don't have to make a bracha for the cereal because if you drink it with milk, because if you make the mezonos on the cereal, if it's a cereal of a mezonos, let's say, for example. Or even, let's say, the cereal is, because mezonos most of the time will take the bracha. Let's say it's hadoma. The cereal is hadoma. And the main thing we're going to say is the cereal. So when you're eating the cereal together with the milk, you would make a bracha only hadama or only mezonos. You would make it whatever the cereal is, because the milk is considered a secondary. It's just you're eating it with to soften up the whatever the cereal that you're eating. So you're gonna make a bracha. And let's say when you made the bracha for the cereal, right? When you made the bracha for the cereal, you didn't have any milk over there. And then they go and they pour in milk into your cereal, okay? They pour the milk in the cereal. So in that case, we're going to say that you're going to have to make a bracha now on the milk. Because when you made the bracha, this would be the example, when you made the bracha on the main, the milk wasn't there. So the milk is only exempt if it's there at the time that you're making the bracha. But if the milk wasn't there when you made the bracha on the cereal and they brought it later on, oh, now you got to make a bracha on the milk.
Because the intention wasn't there to use it.
Because you can't, yeah. Right. But I would think, even if you have in mind only to eat, let's say you have a box cereal and you know that that's all what you're going to eat, you're not going to eat any more. And then you decide all of a sudden I'm going to eat more. Okay, so that's not called deciding. Maybe that's why he says the ikar b'tavel, because it's two items, same item, and most of the time you're going to go. I have to look more at those halachas, but let's go by them. Aval im yodua shaloi ho yodaita al zeklav. But what happens if you know that the person had totally not in mind the fruit that's going to come? It came a total surprise. Here we're saying, if you're sitting down to a meal, it's not really a surprise. Anything they bring you to the meal, you know, I have sometimes people join our meals, they said after the fish, with all the salads and everything else, they thought this was the meal. They didn't know there's anything coming afterwards. So, but if a person has no idea what's going to, he specifically thought, Shaloi ha'deit ha'zeklal, pigoin, sha'achar she'berech ha'lapas, he made the bracha on his bread, and they send him a gift from somebody else's house that he doesn't rely on them. You know, in other words, they don't provide. They don't produce. They don't. There's not their grocery or their family that usually sends them food. Somebody sends them a gift all of a sudden. That's totally unexpected. And he didn't have in mind that they were going to send him this gift. Now this halacha, so when you washed, you didn't have in mind that anyone was going to send you a gift. Now this is not even if the gift is fruit. In this case, even the gift was fish. Normally you don't make... Even if it's something that comes normally with the bread, forget about fruit, but anything, if it's a total surprise, in other words, basically saying, if you get something in the middle of the meal, and you do use for the pas. Now, one has to ask and say, okay, this is connected to the question I had before, and what happens if they send you more bread? Let's say you finished all the bread, you have all the bread that you have. Forget about the fish they sent you, but let's say you have only a certain amount of bread and that's all you were going to eat. And all of a sudden there's more bread. So you didn't have that in mind, but apparently that it doesn't apply to because it doesn't give you that scenario. Scenario is, even if it's an item that is coming, lafis is a pas, that it's coming to use together with the bread, and you use it with the pas, you'd have to make a bracha. So basically what they're saying is, something else comes to your table. It doesn't talk about the bread itself. I'm not sure about that. I'm assuming. But maybe the same thing would be the bread also. I don't think so. It says that something that is used as together with the bread. So if you get something from somebody else's house, totally unexpected to your table, the bracha you made on the bread before does not exempt that. Because here the laws that we're talking about here is different than the laws that I'm trying to bring in over here, which is you made a bracha on one thing, and then you had only for a certain amount, and then you didn't have the next part of it, but it's the same bracha. But here, the laws is, because they don't really get the bracha of the bread, they have a separate bracha. The only reason you're not making a separate bracha is because they're part of the meal. And here we're trying to say, these things are not part of the meal, because they've come unexpected, and what's unexpected. So generally we say, what you don't know is coming is considered to be expected. and therefore you're not going to make a bracha. But if they send you from somebody else's house, it's not expert. But the reality is, the Rebbe says that the custom is now, you're not going to make a bracha on anything that comes from somebody, even if it comes to somebody else's house. He says, the custom is, the people, the oilam, the community is not careful, that if somebody sends you a gift, you're going to go make a new bracha. Because in our communities, it's common. It's common that a person sends a gift for the meal, even from somebody else's house. So he says, it's all called expected. There's no such a thing as unexpected today. That's why the custom is, if it comes from mother's house, and apparently this would apply to fruits as well, because we said, in a case we don't have to make a bracha on the fruits, because he's using the fruits with the bread, or he's using it now, even though he didn't set his meal. So if he's using lafas as a pas, and to continue to eat it like that, it wouldn't matter. But of course, this is not the case of the previous scenario of Dalad, where he set up his meal to eat it with the fruits. I mean, that was the case, because he didn't even know he's getting it, so it's not good. But in a case where it comes to it, and he eats it with the bread, which is exempt making the bracha, it doesn't make a difference if it's regular food or it's fruit food, it doesn't matter. If he doesn't have to make a bracha on it, even if it comes to somebody else's house, today the custom is you don't make brachas because it's all expected. Now he adds in the parentheses, because the inyan in Yuta Bibrichas a pas. This is all the question, this is all was part of the idea, is he exempt with the blessing that he made in the bread? But Avol kol dover sheniftar Bibrichas a pas. So here we're talking about, is it part of the meal or not? So in other words, we want to know, does it need its own bracha or not? But something that was part of the meal. Avol kol dover sheniftar bebirchas hapas. It was part, it was exempt with the blessing of the bread. It was exempt. And then af al pi shesim le'achlay. This answers a little bit the question I was highlighting before. Even though he's completed to eat it. So he finished eating. He made up his mind not to eat in this meal anymore. He had potato kugel. He had his full of the potato kugel. Of course, he didn't make a bracha. It's part of his meal. He says, full. Can't take another piece of this kugel. Right? And then he changes his mind. And he says, now he decides he's going to eat again. He doesn't have to make a bracha, as will be explained in the Sima Kufayin test. The fact, this is connected to the fact that he already is exempt within the meal, it doesn't help to say, I'm done, I'm finished. It doesn't help. You can still eat it. If it was exempt, you can go back and eat it. So if you decide you're not going to eat any more kugel, you're not going to have to make a bracha anymore. It's still part of the same meal. The question becomes, something that came to me without knowledge, do I have to make a bracha now because this wasn't part of the meal? Or is it part of the meal? If somebody sends me a kugel for somebody's house, he says, now the custom is, it's expected. In the old days, the Shulchan Aruch says, maybe, he says, no, that it wasn't expected. So even if he sent you a kugel, you're going to have to make a bracha on that kugel because it wasn't part of your meal. You didn't have it in mind. Okay, subsection 6. Now we have an item which is called things that come after the meal. Over here, up till now, we were discussing what's considered part of the meal. And we talked about delicacies. We talked about fruits, which are eaten all day. They're not necessary meal. We talked about other things that are part of the meal. Either they go with the bread, or they're there to help you fill up. You know, those are all regular foods. So we've divided between regular foods and fruits. That's the basic dessert, or what we call today. So now, there is an item which is called, they come after the meal. In the olden days, there was a tradition that they had the whole meal, and then they moved away the tables, and now they went to have a drink. Yeah. Today they call it a Viennese table. They started a whole new spiel. She says, what is the things that come after the meal? Today, ordinary by most meals, we don't do that. We just have one meal. But there was the tradition in the days of the sages of the Talmud. At the end of their meal, they would pull their hands from the bread, meaning they no longer bread, the bread meal is over. They would remove it, remove the bread from the table. In addition to that, they also had little tables in front of each one. And they would remove the tables. Also the small tables that were in front of each one. The koivin atzmom lechel pedes uparperos lekinuach sudah. So now they set themselves up to eat fruits and this parperos that we said before. Those are certain delicacies, crumbs of bread with honey and with things which is cakes, pastries. These are kind of things lekinuach sudah as a dessert for the sudah. Velishtes yayin, and also to drink wine. So this was, and then almost like a Viennese today. Harekol mashim vien oz lifneim. So anything that you bring at that point, at the end of the meal, afilu dvarim shdarakum lovel lelafas apas. Even if they will bring items that normally go together with the bread that you use to bread, fish, chicken, whatever they bring, tunim brocha ben lifneim elachreim. They will need a brocha both before and after. You can't make rely on them because this is like a whole new thing. This is not connected to the meal.
Have you said
the
meal already?
No.
No.
Then for sure, then what would be the question?
Yeah.
That would be, but you're still in the meal. The only thing is you moved away the table. Another, because otherwise you'd make a first, if they made the brachas mazon, they made a first and after bracha. Ve'ein tzorich lemar, goes without saying, peiros. Goes without saying that fruits would also require a bracha before and after, because here we're talking about even if they serve kugel for that at the end of the meal, you would still have to make a bracha before and after. That's not part of the meal, it's not exempt. And not with the bracha rishon and not with the bracha chrono. But he makes a distinction, chutz mitmarim. It's an exception with dates. Dates are different. Sheniftar mibrichas hamazon. They are exempt with the blessing of hamazon. Because tomorrow we have a special scene, Kamash Yisbar B'Simen Reish Ches, as explained in Simen Reish Ches, which we don't have in the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch. But tomorrow, dates have a special din, that they will be exempt with the Berachat HaMazon. We'll learn over there. Mipnei. And the reason is, why? Sha'amotzi u'Berachat HaMazon einam poitrin el ha'mashanechal techikar ha'sudah. The motzi and the grace after meals only exempt, that's what's eaten within the main meal. As long as they haven't removed themselves from the bread. But once they remove the bread, and once they remove the tables over there, then it's not the meal. But what happens today? Today is a little different. Because today we don't have no little tables. So before you bench, you don't remove the table. So we don't ordinarily, we don't consider any time period that the bread was removed ad birchas hamazon until you bench. So up to the benching, basically, till you bench, you say the grace of the meal, it's still all part of the meal. So you don't have to worry about a new meal over here, making new brachas, it's all part of the meal. Oy mayim achronim, until you wash your fingertips. Oy sheyitl kois birchas hamazon biyodei, or you take the cup of the to make the birchas hamazon in your hand. Even if you did not wash your hands. So either these signs, or should say, tunu kois, give a cup, unevarich birchas hamazon, give a cup so we can bend birchas hamazon. All these expressions express the concept that you've finished the meal. Either it's the benching, or it's the mayim achronim, or you take the cup of birch samos in your hand, even without washing your hands, or you say tnu kesh nevarach nu. Sha'oz silik daitim alecha legamri. Then you have removed your mind from eating. Then you're done with eating. Ve'ein tzorich loymar, it goes without saying, im amar b'feirush, shemisalik esatz melecha loyim, that he is giving up, he's not eating anymore. Alpha pish le'omar tenu v'nevarach, even though he did not say, let's go and bench, but he just says, let's go bench. V'adin im gomar came believers. And the same thing would be true if he made it up in his mind that he is going to bench. So, if he made up in his mind that he's going to bench, that's as if he said, and then he is done. So what happens in that case? In that case, he's done. Now he wants to continue eating. So here we're going to see there's a difference if he wants to continue eating some bread or he wants to eat another piece of kugel. After, we're talking about after he's already finished the meal by either one of these things, he wants it. So he says like this. If he re-decided he's going to eat more bread, he already said, there are those that permit to eat without a bracha, as will be explained in chapter 179 in Sif Aleph over there. Vos yochel lechel gam came, vos yochel lechel kol hadvarim sheniftaru bibirchoso. And then if he's going to eat the bread, you can also go ahead and eat all the items that were exempt with the bracha. If we allow you to go ahead and eat the bread, and then you're eating the bread, go ahead and eat everything that you were exempt with the brachas. So then you can eat the kugel as well. As long as you change your mind and you start eating bread again, then you can go everything that was exempt with the bracha, you can eat the kugel also. However, that only will apply if he's actually going to eat bread. But if he's not eating the bread, he's just changing his mind, he wants to eat just the kugel, the kolmokoyim, doesn't work. As long as he didn't retract and his hands he's removed, even that opinion will agree, the other items will not be exempt with the bracha that he made
originally
on the hamotzi, because he did not start eating bread, afa pishaloi silek daitei mehem, and that would be even if he did not give up his mind not to eat kugel. So, since the kugel, I'm using the kugel, is coming as a secondary to the bread, if he gives up his mind from eating the bread, can't eat any kugel anymore. But if he changes his mind now and he wants to eat bread again, then he can eat kugel too. But you can't eat, you can't say I've given up my mind from eating bread. In other words, I removed myself from eating bread, but I didn't give up the kugel, I'm still going to eat the kugel. Because the only reason you're eating the kugel is because it's part of the bread. But if you don't eat the bread anymore, then you can't eat the kugel. Because the kugel is exempted because the bread, you can't eat it with, I mean, we're talking about without a bracha.
Right.
If you want to eat the kugel, if you gave up your mind to eat the bread, so by the bread, when you're going, if after you've given up your silik yodav, you've given up your mind from eating the bread, and you're going to eat the bread again, you might have to make a bracha on the bread as well again. Mm. That's not besides it. But one opinion says you don't have to make it. But still, you're still going to have to make a bracha on the kugel unless you start eating bread again. Once you start eating bread again, then the kugel comes along with the bread. It drags along with the bread. But you can't have the kugel independent of the bread because it's bracha, then it's all within the meal. In subsection Zion is 7, 6, now the Rebbe discusses big meals. But there is big meals. I mean, basically we said in our days we don't have the end of the meal that they had in the time of the Gemara, which separated it. But in great meal, in big meals, weddings, where there it is traditional, people finish with the bread. To set up the Viennese table, we're talking about to set up fruits. Likvoya, shesia, you set up to drink, a separate drinking stations. Over there, it would be fit to make a brocha on the drinks. Of course, on the fruits, because the fruits, even during the table, most of the time you have to make a bracha, you know, unless there's exceptions. But drinks, you don't make a bracha on drinks in the meal. Every all drinks, right? Even though they come because of the meal normally, right? And also on the fruits, you'd have to make an after bracha. Before bracha you make anyways, but you should make an after bracha after them. Koidim brachas hamazon. Before the blessing of the grace after meal, because this is like totally separate. So you make again, he's not saying about the first bracha for the fruit, but that's evident. That's simple. You have to make a bracha for the fruit. But even for the drinks, you should make a bracha. And you should make an after bracha for the fruits, because that's not part of the meal, it's not part of the suvoto that goes in. But it's not the custom. Why? So, there's somebody who finds a merit, an excuse why they don't do it. Leimar to say, that the reason why they required in those days to make a bracha, the only reason that they required is only because it appears like a different meal that you eat and you drink after you have removed the table. That's why they're not exempt with the blessing of the bread. Not from the first blessing, not from the after blessing. But anything you eat and you drink on the table that you ate the bread on, that's considered one meal with the bread. Now, that's why they're exempt of the brachas. Even though they have totally given up the first part of the meal, they're not eating it. And even they said, let's go and bench, you're still not going to have to make a bracha. Until you give my until you did the Mayim Achronim, you took the Brachas Hamazon, just the siluk, just removing your mind is not enough. In over there, the various different dinim over there. But one thing, what it seems from this all, because the criteria over here is that's one meal. But if there is actually a Viennese table, if they actually remove your tables, like in some wedding halls, you know, so that you can dance, so they'll move away the regular meal table and they'll push it to the side. They'll have the meal, they'll push it to the side, and then they'll offer other tables over there. So even things that are not desserts, but here, but the desserts, I mean, I'm talking about mainly the after bracha, that doesn't seem to have this qualification that you don't have to make a bracha chrono. People don't know. I mean, the practical question would be, at a wedding, you finish your meal, then you have on the side of the wedding, they have like tables with other things, then you're eating some of the dessert of there. So you make a first bracha because it's dessert, so you're going to make the first bracha. But what about the after bracha? You can't count to the bench, you'll have to make a bracha chrona. Seems to be evident, because in that case, it's not even one table, so you don't even have the limitzchos.